those sort of top four teams have been there all season, all in pretty decent form. Each team's kind of had a little blip here and there, but I think it's going to be one from those sort of three. I think Bristol City are likely to go on and win the league unless they have a major issue and a few problems. We went down there earlier this year and beat them. They were on a fantastic run, but you know, anything can happen, but they're in a really strong position. Expect them to go up automatic now, 13 points clear of the third place. So I think they'll definitely go up. We do have to play them at our place, and if we, you know, if they do lose one or two and we're in a position to get close, then put a bit of pressure on them. You never know. But, you know, for us, it's about getting promoted automatically. It would be fantastic. But we're not there yet. We're in great form. Milton Keynes had a bit of a blip, but then come back with a good result. Swindon, they just won't go away themselves. They're going to make it difficult for us, but we feel we're in a good position now. We're in great form. I think we've won 8 and drawn 2 out of the last 10, so we're playing really well. The manager's found a really good balance within the side now. So we feel we can carry that run on and try and get that second spot, if not try and put a bit of pressure on Bristol.
Yeah, as you say, it's been a great last 10 matches, 8 wins and 2 draws, which followed a bit of a weak January where you picked up just 2 points from 4 games. Why the change of form in late, do you think?
Well, I think it's a number of things. Like I said before, I think the manager's found a balance within the team, got Joe Garner back in and firing all cylinders again. I think the other thing is we've got this lad, Daniel Johnson, who we signed from Villa. I think he's been outstanding for us. I think he scored in his first 4 games for us. He looks the real deal to me. You look at someone like Dele Alli, who's gone to Spurs. He looks a similar type of player, and I think he's been a great signing. He's box to box. He's very laid back and calm, composed on the ball. He's got a goal in him. Breaks play up. He does the simple things well, but he's got that final pass as well. So he's been huge for us, and I've been mightily impressed by him. He's been a big difference for us, I think.
Well, as you say, 20 league goals this season for Joe Garner, 21 in total, 7 in the last 6. How would you assess him at the moment, especially given that he was out through injury for, what, 2 and a bit months?
He just carried on from where he left off. I mean, he's just scoring goals at will, and he can score any kind of goal as well, the left foot, right foot, headers. He's a handful to play against. He never stops working. He's just full of confidence. It's similar to what Harry Kane's doing in the Premier League. He's doing for us. Everything he's always hitting the target. Everything he seems to hit more often not goes in, but he always makes the goalkeeper work. But he's just in a rich vein of form. He's full of confidence, and I know what it's like for a striker when you've got that confidence. Rather than thinking you're going to score, you know you're going to score. And he's a real handful. He's a real threat. I think we're delighted to have him back, and he's just firing all cylinders, and he's going to be key for us from now till the end of the season if we want to get that automatic one of those automatic spots.
He had a big money move to Nottingham Forest. That didn't work out. It also didn't happen for him at Watford. You had a similar situation when you went to Blackburn. How difficult is it when you're doing well, you're scoring goals, you move for big money, and then it just doesn't happen for you?
Yeah, it can always be difficult for players. He's had a couple of big moves, like you said, been at big clubs, not quite worked out for one reason or another, whether it's a new manager coming in. And, you know, I know Sean Dyche, who had him at Watford, spoke very highly of him. One or two injury problems he's had. For any number of reasons, it doesn't work out. And for me at Blackburn, it didn't work out. I didn't particularly enjoy my time there. And then you move on. And I think somewhere down the line, you find a club that you feel you belong to. And similar to what I had at Bolton, maybe he is a Preston fan, so it means a bit more to him playing for Preston. You can see that every time he pulls on the jersey. You can see what it means to him when he scores his goals. You can feel what it means to him and how desperate he is to get promotion for it. So I think that does help. And obviously playing for a club that he supports, it's going to give him that extra sort of 10, 15, 20% because it means so much to him.
As one of the elder statesmen, shall we say, what's your role at the club? Obviously still playing, still involved, but do you find yourself passing on your wisdom and experience to those younger players?
Yeah, when I see it fit. I think, you know, we've got some good experienced players in there and played it, you know, the top level. We've got a good mixture. But for me personally, I always like to do my talking on the pitch. Obviously at the minute, not playing so much because we're doing so well. And Joe, we're playing this 4-3-3 formation, Joe at the point, and pleased to see the boys doing well. So I always like to do my talking out on the pitch. But obviously there's situations where I can speak to one of the younger players and offer a bit of advice here and there, whether it's down to a bit of training. You know, they'll come up to me every now and then and ask for some advice, even some of the older players on things to do with football, you know, going out on loan, all that kind of stuff. So I'm there if they need me. And if I feel there's something I can speak to the coaching staff or the manager about, one or two of the players to try and help them out. I try and do that as best I can. So, yeah, when the situation arises, I try and use all that knowledge and information that I've sort of amassed over the last 20, 22 years, whatever it is, yeah.
Are you still enjoying playing? I mean, you were 38 this week, and happy birthday, of course.
Thank you.
And what's next for you?
Yeah, I'm still able to do a lot of the things that I could do maybe 5, 10 years ago. Obviously, one or two things I can't. But going into training, a great set of lads. We've got a fantastic dressing room. It's a pleasure to go in there every day. I'm just really enjoying it, and I really hope that it ends with promotion for us this year. And then, you know, I've been umming and ahhing about what to do. I don't feel it's the right time at the moment for me to retire. I think there's possibly one more year in there. And obviously, when it comes down to the summer, we'll see what offers are about, whether it's anything with Preston or other clubs. And if I find an offer that's appealing to me and the family, then we'll try and pursue that. But at the minute, just enjoying it, enjoy the rest of the season. I'm in a position where I can really enjoy it and see what happens. I'm not concerned about next season. I just want to try and enjoy the rest of this year.
Well, Fleetwood away on Sunday. You came from 2 down to beat them at Deepdale. Joe Garner getting a hat-trick. They're pushing for the playoffs. What are you expecting from that game?
Yep, another tough game. Not too far away from us. I came on in that game in the second half. We were 2-0 down and we managed to win 3-2. So we know they're capable and they're dangerous. It's just the next game for us. We have to go there. It's a difficult away game. We go there full of confidence, looking to win the game. And then we've got the next game after that, Rochdale, another sort of local game for us, and Bradford. So there's some tough games coming up for us, but as I said before, we're in fantastic form, and you know, we do feel we can win every game we're playing at the minute.
And finally, Kevin, there's been talk of you having a testimonial match back at your old club, Bolton, where of course you spent 10 years. What's happening with that now?
Yeah, we've been having loads and loads of discussions with the club, my committee. We initially penciled it in for August the 1st this year, and after a lot of discussion with the match day officials at Bolton, and we felt with the amount of names wanting to come back, you know, people like JJ Kotcher, Joe KF, Stelios, Dufy, everyone I've literally asked have said they'll come back and play, and we just felt it's outgrown it. And to give them 15, 20 minutes at the Reebok, we didn't feel was enough for the fans, for the players coming back. So after a long discussion with the club, we decided to postpone it, and we're going to try and run it just as a standalone event, a full 90-minute game, hopefully at the end of next season. So hopefully May 2016, we've told everybody involved that that's what the reasons we're doing it. Gives us a good year to plan it, and we can really make it a special day for myself, my family, all the returning players, and of course all the fans are looking forward to seeing them. So that's all the reasons, and we feel it's the right decision.